If you head into downtown Schenectady to see a show, chances are you'll see the guys in red jackets helping visitors across the street or giving directions. Schenectady City Mission's Ambassadors Program takes individuals who were previously on the street and trains them to be helping hands in the city. City Mission Executive Director Michael Sococcio, speaking to the Saratoga Springs City Council Tuesday night, explained that the program has been a success since it launched in 2009.
And I think what we bring is an approach that really does it in a way that is caring about people and also has a real deep belief in people's potential.
Sococcio says the program is a way of giving back to a city that is reinventing itself. City Mission's downtown facility is right across the street from Proctor's Theater, which originally partnered with the organization to launch the Ambassadors Program. Sococcio says in addition to lending a hand during busy nights, ambassadors learn self-confidence and gain customer service skills.
Ambassador stands as something positive that they can look at, they know what's in them, and I think it can be a building block for the future.
Word of the program has spread. Ambassadors also help out with shows at Capitol Rep and Park Playhouse in Albany. Recently, Saratoga Springs' newly reopened United Preservation Hall brought in some of Schenectady's ambassadors for its first show of the season. UPH President Teddy Foster says the ambassadors were so well received, they'll be seen on show nights throughout the summer.
We're using them again about six more times. We're using them again July 13th, July 22nd. We've got them booked out already through October, so we're excited.
The Saratoga Springs City Council voted 4-1 recently to make it illegal for people to sit on city sidewalks, the latest chapter in a simmering debate over homelessness and panhandling in the bustling downtown. Following a public safety department forum on the issue, Saratoga Springs Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan invited the ambassadors to present their program to the city council. Madigan sees the ambassadors as having great potential in town.
But the notion that they're just there to put up an umbrella if you need one, or walk people across the street safely, or tell them the parking garage is full, go, you know, park somewhere else, something the city could benefit from.
Bob Wishart, who became an ambassador in 2009, was able to use the program to secure a full-time job at a local school. He enjoyed working with the program so much, he's volunteered for the past 6 years. Wishart, who was once addicted to drugs and homeless, says the ambassadors can communicate with people on the street, mainly because they have experience with hardship themselves.
We come at them a little differently. We can know how to talk to them. We get them to talk to us and find out why they're in their situation. And because, like, we're connected with the City Mission, we know how to get them services. I'm not sure if, like, some of the homeless people around here actually are aware of what services are available to them.
Michael Finacci, Executive Director of Shelters of Saratoga, says there would be challenges with adopting the Ambassador Program. City Mission has a year-long program for residents and gives time for training. The average stay at SOS is 42 days. But Finacci does see potential.
What I believe we could do is we have, you know, the pool of individuals that have left us, graduated out of our program, are making money, whether it be benefits or a job, and this would be a nice way for them to supplement their income to help them sustain their living situation.
As part of further discussion to reduce homelessness and panhandling, the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce has posted on its website a draft of the Saratoga Cares Plan. The six-point plan includes creating a continuum of care, fundraising, ensuring a community policing effort, creating and enforcing effective ordinances, creating a downtown community watch program, and informing and engaging the public. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.